Dinner, partner.
Want some jerky?
Is it turkey jerky?
No, it's sweet and spicy. Want some jerky?
Sure.
Hey, friends. Y'all want some jerky?
Is that a trick question?
Want some beef jerky?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
Want some jerky?
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
Want some jerky?
Yes. How much? Thank you.
Almost everyone loves jerky.
Next up, Chris Basurto. Dear Drew, what will we all do after Game of Thrones has its final season? Football season only lasts so long. I'll tell you what, you could do Sopranos, you can do The Wire, you could do Band of Brothers, you could do Mad Men. If you haven't seen, or if you've seen all four of those, come back to me and I've got some more. But start with one of those four. Sopranos, Mad Men, The Wire, Band of Brothers. Not necessarily in that order. Nick Batista, dear Drew, who do you think will be the breakout player or players this year for us? I'll give you two names, and they are names that Bill O'Brien gave us about a month ago. Jalen Strong on offense and Bernardrick McKinney on defense. Strong because of everything we've seen over the last year, but mainly what we've seen this offseason from him. I believe he's going to make some big plays this year for the Texans. And then McKinney, based on really the breakthrough, not breakout, but breakthrough he had second half of last year and the progress he's made all offseason. I really think big things are going to come from them. Here's a wild card for you. Brian Cushing. I think number 56 is going to be a monster in 2016, closer to what we saw in 11 and 09. Hey, Nick, congratulations. You win a scratch-off. So email right here and say, hey, I'm Nick. I won the scratch-offs. And then make some money, bro. Sam Morris, dear Drew, go out on a limb, Drew. How many touchdowns do you think or expect Brock Osweiler to throw? Give me 32. I'm in Michael Mao. Dear Drew, O'Brien has said that Fuller will start out lining wide but may move to other positions as he develops. My question is why? To me, why wouldn't we just line him up on one side, hop on the other, and force the team to have their safeties cover on each side every single pass play? Why? Because if you move him around, you create confusion, you mask some of what you're going to do. So I understand what you're saying, but you give yourself more options if there's a little bit of surprise and you put different stress points on different parts of the defense on different parts of plays. Joe Din, dear Drew, do you walk on water? If you don't, then it's pointless asking you a question. Karen Lowry Bentley, dear Drew, being that I know nothing about football but love watching it, my question is, have you found Pokemon yet? Man, this dear Drew, it's like bears on a hammock.